From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. As coronavirus spreads, brick-and-mortar retailers are in a difficult position. They want customers to be safe, but they also want them to shop. Kristen Schwab has more.
That whole don't touch your face thing? Shoppers at Sephora in Manhattan are not having it. They're dipping their fingers into eyeshadow and blush. I find Mariana Sadakni testing foundation.
Makeup goes to your face. You're not supposed to touch your face. People are touching makeups, and I'm touching my face. So now I'm feeling very guilty that I'm doing a bad thing, even though I washed my hands before.
Throughout the store, employees are cleaning. One worker wiping down a makeup display told me to test products on my hands. Another gave me hand sanitizer on the way out. And Sephora has plenty of company. Target says it's cleaning checkout lanes every 30 minutes. Starbucks has banned travel mugs. SoulCycle is waiving last-minute cancellation fees.
And that matters.
Barbara Kahn is a professor at the Wharton School.
First of all, it does literally matter. And second of all, it shows that they understand what the issues are.
Kahn says in-person shopping is increasingly about building brand loyalty through experience. And experience includes feeling safe. Kahn says that sends a message that will outlast the virus itself. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.